Hey everyone, welcome to Non-Traditional Student. This is Allison, the student. We are still in the lull between quarter two and quarter three kitchen classes. I have one more week before I do our nutritional cooking class at school, and then it's the end of the quarter and got professional development, all that good stuff. So, you know, it's been 3 weeks without a kitchen class. It's been nice. On one hand, it's allowed me to work and earn some money. I already blew the little bit of money I did earn. But, you know, it was nice to be able to do that. It was also nice to have the money to go to a bakery because I didn't really earn enough to pay any important bills. I was able to get some groceries and some treats. So that's been lovely. Other than that, let's see. Last week, I haven't even posted the episode yet, but last week, we didn't really go anywhere or do anything in the 2 weeks it took for me to even record the previous episode. So today, I actually went to Oak Park and wandered around a little bit and visited three different bakeries, partially because I need to start thinking about where I would like to stage at and where I want to do internships. So I kind of decided, hey, it's time to just get out there and check out these places that are relatively close to home. So that way I'm not stuck with either having to go really far away or having to work downtown and be stuck taking trains to and from or paying for parking, which is so much worse. Let's see, school-wise, I just had English this week. We did our speeches. My speech went just fine. Everyone's speeches have been pretty good, so that's cool. I have a good class group in the speech class. Excuse me. Sorry. Work-wise, like I said, I can't really discuss work too much because I signed the NDA, but I will say I was right. This other particular bakery in my town is definitely gunning for my boss. She keeps magically doing the things Miss Wendy has already been doing down to the particular design she's using on the cake that no one else has really done. I mean, and nothing is like over-the-top special, except for we were the only place in town serving particular kinds of ice cream, and now all of a sudden, this other chick in our relatively small, and I do mean small town, is serving ice cream. Within a 10-mile radius, there's about 15 places that do ice cream, but in our town, we were the only ones, and now she is a block away and also doing it. So, I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about that chick. I don't like her advertising, and I don't like her food either. It's pretty bland and not great, and she keeps things past her prime, so, you know, just not a fan of her. And I don't know, if another baker welcomes you in town and says, yeah, let her open up here, it just seems like you'd want to respect her or not. I don't know, try to steal what she's doing. Now, apparently this person is also known for being a bad neighbor and being, you know, for being in the industry, people have been kind to her and given her recipes, and she has turned right around and used them, not even changing anything, just use them blatantly, which is tacky. It's poor business, being a bad neighbor. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully she doesn't last too long if she's going to act like that. You know, there is no reason why people who are in the same town can't do like the same sort of business, like two bakeries, but it should be worked together in some ways, like Miss Wendy wanted to get away from the cakes and things like that and just do smaller items and let this other bakery kind of take over, you know, the fancy cakes and all this sort of thing. And now it's just like, well, nope, we will keep those cake orders and you can suck it because, you know, if we're going to step on our toes anyway, we're not going to throw you any business. You know, you're clearly not going to throw us anything. Anyway, you know, just whatever business you choose to do. If there's something you're not great at and it's not your specialty, you don't need to try to figure it out and do it, especially when you know someone a block away does the same thing. It's tacky. And if it's not your specialty, you throw a business at them, but then when they get something that's not their specialty or maybe they're trying to get away from, they'll throw that business at you. That's what we used to do at Chocolate Manor in Davenport. It's like, hey man, we don't actually do that, but there's two places down the street that do. So, you know, or, you know, hey, we don't make fudge, but we do know of four other chocolate shops in the area that do, and we're happy to help you find them, like give you the addresses and names and all that good stuff. So, you know, be a good neighbor, whatever business you choose to go into, be a good neighbor, be a good co-worker is not the right term, but my brain is tired and I'm not sure of the right term, but if you're going to be in the same industry, just be a good neighbor. Let's see. At home, nothing really special happening. Molly is apparently definitely a goat. She keeps eating cans of cat food. The cat needs to get to the vet. We're gonna try some things at home before we take him to the vet, but I don't know how long we'll really wait. So I'm pretty worried about him. He's my baby. Other than that, Reed's doing good. He needs to learn to shower more often. He got a stupid haircut that I don't like, but it's fine, I suppose. I don't know. Dogs are dogs. Phil is Phil. He's doing good too. Hopefully he goes on a first big meeting for work today, so hopefully that all goes well for us. So today I went to Oak Park and I had looked up three bakeries before I went, and decided they were easy to walk between all three of them. So first let me say I love Oak Park. Now that I've really kind of wandered around it, I love it. I wish we were ridiculously rich so we could afford to just like live there and have that area. It was actually down south. I was actually in the downtown area of Oak Park, and it was kind of sad because then I had to go to downtown Broadview, and they're like, "This is the Village Square of Broadview." After just being in Oak Park's like, "Oh, that's sad. That's sad." For people who might want to visit the Chicagoland area or looking at moving, Oak Park is a very old, very beautiful neighborhood area, very nice town right outside of Chicago. Oak Park just north a believe of Forest Park. They both have their very beautiful areas. Almost all the build houses there are at least 100 years old. But Oak Park is like mansions, and then there's the apartments and condos, whereas Forest Park is a little bit more small. We looked in Forest Park because we could not afford Oak Park. But the funny thing is there's this park that separates Forest Park, Oak Park, and the Austin neighborhood of Chicago. And that park is like the separation of where it's safe to be and where it's not safe to be. They're like, hey, when we were trying to look at where to move, they're like, hey, stay out of this area. Like, Oak Park's great and Forest Park is great, but not when you get close to this park, and stay the hell out of the park once the sun goes down. So, and then if you get across that park, they're like, yeah, you don't want to be there. It's pretty terrible there. So that's interesting. But yeah, Oak Park's lovely. It's where the, was it Frank Lloyd Wright? It's where his house is at. And I think it's at his house and his architectural studio, but I really believe it's his house and then someone else added a studio on as a museum. Then just outside of the main downtown area is the actual studio for Frank Lloyd Wright, or the museum, whatever. Both are very cool buildings. Like I really enjoyed walking around that area quite a bit. Most of the buildings are pretty neat looking. But the first bakery I visited today, after trying to find parking for about 15 minutes, I finally found some in front of the library. You do have to pay for parking in Oak Park. There is no such thing as free parking unless you are a resident and you paid for a sticker, and then you can park in front of the housing. But that's about the only way you park for free. So I went to Courageous, I went to Sugar Fix Patisserie, and I went to the Broken Tart Bakery. Which is interesting. Broken Tart did not actually have any sort of tarts there. First, we'll pull up Courageous. I will say going there, there are two locations. There's one in Lombard and then this one in Lo Oak Park. I believe Oak Park is the original one. I'm sorry, I should have done this beforehand, but I did not, of course, because that's silly. I'm pulling up their stuff. But so Courageous is a bakery that was started by two sisters. One was a baker, one was a financial consultant, and do-do-do. One the baker sister ended up getting cancer. I thought she passed away, but I guess she's actually in remission. But they do a lot of really cool things as far as the community goes. I will say, oh, the other one's in Elmhurst, sorry. So it's Elmhurst and Oak Park. I was in there today. It is a pretty cute little place. It's super busy. When I looked in their cupcake case, they do mostly cupcakes, cakes, and then some pastries. The pastry case was a little sad looking. There were some good looking things, but like a lot of their croissants were just kind of flat and weird looking. They also do ice cream, I guess, as I pull it up. They do breakfast, ice cream, cakes, and pastry. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up their menu and I'm having problems with it on my laptop. It was easier on my phone. There we go. But it was a lot of for what was in their cases, so I didn't want to get like food. Their food might be really good. As far as what was in their cases, it was a lot of really big stuff. I got a lemon berry scone. Is the, probably the best thing I saw in their case. Like they have giant buttermilk biscuits, and I do mean giant. They had giant cinnamon rolls. They had a lot of stuff. I chose a berry berry cupcake and a lemon berry scone. I can't say either thing is my favorite. The cupcake is was definitely not a fresh cupcake. There was a circle of blueberry in it, like it was supposed to be a blueberry filling, but it had soaked into the cupcake by quite a bit. So it wasn't really all that great or pleasant. And it was for how sticky it was also very dry, the cupcake, which happens as it ages. And the frosting was I think it was supposed to be a Swiss meringue, but it came off as very whipped creamy. And not like good whipped cream, but kind of like a store-bought bucket of whipped cream. Which isn't that big of a deal. It's a $4 cupcake. It's not the world's biggest deal. I don't know. I always get a little disappointed in that. It's one of the things that I don't love when I go to a bakery. It's like, yeah, you baked a cake and you filled it, but then you used store-bought buttercream. I think maybe it was Swiss meringue. I'm really not sure what it was. It reminded me of whipped cream. Very gel, a lot of Argenti, I guess, with a hell of a lot of gelatin in it to keep it super stable. Almost like a fake whipped cream, honestly. I think that's probably what it is a fake whipped cream. I don't know, not my favorite. The scone was okay. It wasn't great. I don't know. Cute place, cute, lovely backstory. The coffee I got was a Oaxan, O OAX A C A N. I don't know how to pronounce it. Oaxacan, latte. That was good, but you know, it's not enough to make me specifically go back to that location. Being right there, knowing there's two other places less than a mile away, and knowing that both of them also serve coffee, I can't say I would go back to Courageous. It was more conveniently located to the majority of the downtown area, I will say that. But I walked about 10 minutes up the road a little bit to the next place, which was Sugar Fix Patisserie. Now, of the three places I went, that is the one that probably more suits what I am looking for later on, not only just professionally, but for my internship. And I said that weird. I say professionally, I mean, they do more of this sort of things I want to do at some point. And now I gotta pull them up too. To do it. And so Sugar Fix actually was pretty good. I got their butter croissant and their opera cake, or they call it an opera entremet, but it's a cake. It's right on the corner of Marion and some weird little side street in Oak Park. It's pretty good. I would suggest going there. It's very small. Everything in there except for their opera cake was actually kind of ridiculously large. Like all their croissants were huge. They had a brioche cinnamon roll in there that was pretty huge. I just got something basic because you know I have to judge all croissants against Bellbird. Bellbird still wins on the croissants, but it was a pretty good croissant. I will say the ones at Courageous looked kind of sad and weird and flat, so I did not get one there. That was my goal, was like I'm gonna get a croissant from all the places I go. I didn't. I got it from one. But yeah, everything was huge. It all looks really good. This is definitely more the sort of place I think I would like to work at. Their case looked a little empty, so I'm sure they're working on it. I did get to I'm just pulling up their story now. Yeah, no, they don't really don't have much of a story, but like the The lady I thought was either the owner or manager. She's in the picture of the About Us. Another cook I saw is also in the picture. So, definitely might reach out to them later to do an internship. I'm not gonna leave Miss Wendy quite yet. So, but yeah, definitely more along the lines of what I would like to do. Let's see. Sorry, I was just trying to find anything that really talks about them. Can't really find anything. It's just like a, hey, if you want to apply with us, apply with us, which is not quite what I was hoping to find. I was ho hoping for some sort of backstory. They do specialty cakes, it looks like. I will. They did not have any cakes out and ready to go, even on display in their store, which I think is smart. They're just all online, it looks like. They have a year-round menu. We'll click on that. It's actually surprisingly hard. So I did not see these in their case, but it looks like they sell key lime and passion fruit and seasonal cheesecakes as tarts. I did not see any of them out. Things I did see though, their brioche cinnamon roll. I saw their au pain chocolat. I saw, which is a chocolate croissant, butter croissant, almond croissant. They had all those and they all looked pretty good. They had their turkey and howdah croissant. Which, by the way, Gouda is actually pronounced howdah. That also is pretty good. Let's see what else was there. They serve cupcakes, I guess, but I didn't actually see any cupcakes. They had delicious looking cream puffs. They had bread pudding. They had, it looks like they have monkey bread, lemon bars, but I didn't see any of that in there. Let's see. I had an opera entremets. They also offer seasonal entremets. The only real dessert thing they had at the moment when I was in there was an opera entremets. I didn't. Oh, and there it is, the bread pudding. I didn't see anything else in there. The case was kind of empty on the dessert side. Also, as far as cookies, I didn't see any cookies in there. I didn't know if maybe what they do is just trade out. They also advertise macarons, but I also didn't see those while I was in there. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know why. But yeah, I think this is a good place for me to keep in mind and maybe go back to at some point in time. I will post links to all these places too. Because, why not share the business for people who might come and visit? Broken Tart was the last bakery I went to. I walked up to that one. It was literally a block away from the Frank Lloyd Wright home and studio. Which all the houses right by there are super gorgeous and cool, by the way. And there they were more of a artisan pastry shop, I would say, and I mean it in the best way. It's not like all classic stuff. They had like olive oil cake. They had that this delicious rosemary and apricot scone, like that's what I got, and a Georgie cake, which was kind of like a coffee crumble cake. It was pretty good. Like if I had to pick between the three, depending on what I was looking for, like if I wanted something breakfasty alone, I would probably go back there to Broken Tart. However, if I was looking for something more desserty, I would definitely be going back to the second one I mentioned, Sugar Fix Patisserie. But yeah, Broken, so I'm trying to find their about. Okay, so Broken Tart are two sisters who live for a long chats over delicious cortado and an even better piece of cake. One is a pastry chef and the other a marketing pro, and they are both pretty bossy. Oh, I love that. Broken Tart is a dream 8 years in the making, and we couldn't be more excited to bring to life with our amazing team right here in Oak Park. Oh, and they have four kids. But I really did enjoy going there. The staff was very cool. The staff amongst all three places were pretty cool. As far as how it felt within the place, I did not care for Courageous. It's just a little too busy for my liking in there. It's very, I don't know how to put it. It's not as intimate as what I was hoping for a bakery. It's definitely more of a restaurant feel. The other two places were definitely more small bakery cafe feels, patisserie. I would definitely choose on the other two over the first one. It still cracks me up that they actually had absolutely no tarts at all at this place. None. None whatsoever. They have cakes. Like I said, they had the olive oil cake, a ricotta chip cake, and all I saw when I was there was the olive oil cake. I did not see any of the, and the Georgie cake, which yeah, it's a cinnamon coffee cake topped with our sour cream glaze, had a raspberry in the center. It was good. And then for their daily bakes, they had like a their most popular one is a kale salad scone. I just said pass on that for the rosemary apricot scone, which was really good. Like I'd go back for that alone. It's a place I think I might want to stage at, but I don't know. Their menu is not something that really was exciting to me. So I think that's the thing when you're trying to do stages and you're trying to do all this other stuff, you need to pick someplace that really makes you interested in going. But yeah, so those are the places I tried. As far as stuff I'm gonna bake, I do plan to do some baking tomorrow. Not a whole lot. I'm trying to figure out something cool to make to present to Miss Wendy and be like, hey, let's try making this. It's just a fun little seasonal item that maybe we can get people interested in coming in, but you gotta advertise. Not advertising is not helping. So anyway, I know it's another shorty, but I don't really have much going on at the moment. When school starts up, the episodes will get longer. As far as cool stuff going on in Chicago in the near future, what is it? This week, Tuesday is Fat Tuesday. I'm sure there's some fun stuff for that. There's also Mardi Gras is happening right now, the 1st through 4th. The Time Out Market has Mardi Gras. Let's see, what else is there? And I don't do all the events in Chicago. I just do the kind of cool ones. Of course, there's St. Patrick's Day, but I'm not a St. Patrick's Day person. I think it's a stupid thing. And they don't celebrate it in Ireland, so why are we acting like it's a big thing? Everybody's Irish for the one day. Let's see, what else is there? Oh, Friends West in Millennium Park. Oh no, that's been there a while. That's not that exciting. Oh, nothing. Oh, for parents, there's Peppa Pig World of Play in Chicago. It's taking the place of the Bluey World of Play that was here. Onward and Out of Your League at Second City Blackout Cabaret. I don't really know what that is, but yeah, there's some stuff at Second City happening. The ballet. Oh, this is kind of fun. Picturing community stories and photographs with the Evanston History Center. The Evanston Art Center is excited to welcome the public to our upcoming exhibition, Picturing Community Stories and Photographs. So that could be kind of fun and cool. I don't know. We'll see how much that costs. Dressed in history, a costume collection. So there's some fun stuff happening in Chicago over the. Actually, it's already happened, I guess, if I would have looked at dates. Oh no, this the thing in Evanston is through February from February 22nd through March 23rd, and it is free. I like free. Let's see. Okay, the Evanston Art Center issued a call for artists to submit contemporary images of our city inspired by these photographs, exhibiting arts, blah, blah, blah. The exhibition located on second floor galleries in the Evanston Art Center. Well, there was other stuff I wanted to do up in Evanston, so maybe that could be fun. Evanston has a couple of patisseries that I wanted to visit. So yeah, that might work out. That could be something fun to do that I think Phil would actually be more interested in than just going to visit different bakeries. Let's see. Let's see. I know it's nice of me to just do this research now with you guys all listening. But yeah, there's always some cool stuff happening in the area. I just probably should be more concerned about looking it up before I hit record. That one sounds like a winner, guys. Just a last minute note. It's been a few days since I tried the cupcake. After I was done recording and everything, I retried the cupcake. It had been sitting out at that point, or at least out of a refrigerator for several hours. When it was fully room temperature and the buttercream had been allowed to soften, It did get better. It was a Swiss meringue buttercream with, I'm assuming, berry flavoring in it. If there was actual berries in it, it didn't come through, but at least tasted better and had a better texture as it warmed up. The cupcake itself didn't get any better, so I hold with it was probably an older cupcake that either was supposed to be thrown away that day or should have been thrown away the day before or something. I will also say, though, just a quick important note to future bakers and chefs. A lot of things, when you put them in the fridge, they do lose their flavor. From produce to baked goods to, cooked meat, they lose their flavor in the fridge. Sometimes, not so much cooked meat, and not a lot of produce can regain their flavor when you let them come to room temp. Baked goods can sometimes do that. Sauces can sometimes do that. You heat them back up, they gain all their flavor back. Sometimes it's just, then can be a little bit bland. That's why, if you're not in a rush, you really shouldn't use a blast chiller if you don't need to, or put something in the fridge if you don't need to, because mostly it's just gonna zap your flavors a little bit. I am a full proponent of if you don't need to put it in the fridge, don't put it in the fridge. But okay, that was all I wanted to say is I'd retried that cupcake and it did get better. It just still wasn't all that great. I'm not saying don't go to Courageous. I'm just saying I'm not in a personal rush to get back to them. I definitely preferred Broken Tart and Sugar Fix. So, just a quick note. But anyway, all right, I'm gonna sign off for now. Hopefully everyone has a good week or so. I am gonna work on editing the last podcast. Not too much editing. I'm not really editing anymore. I'm not gonna lie. Unless it's a ridiculous lull or dogs barking, I'm not doing too much editing. I'm just saying, sure, why not? Yeah. And hope I promise. Hopefully, it'll get better soon. Next time I have a long break between kitchen classes, not much else happening. I probably just won't try to record episodes anymore because I'm running about out of things to talk about. I mean, it's winter in the Chicagoland area. There's not much going on for anyone. But when summer hits, there'll be a lot of free stuff. I'm kind of just realized that it hit me that I will be downtown for St. Patrick's Day and I don't want to be. So that'll be fun. Yay, school. Okay. But have a good one, guys. We'll see you next week. Feel free to always reach out. I have email. It's nontraditionalpastry@gmail. I have Facebook, nontraditional student. Same with Instagram. Reach out. Happy to hear from anyone. Always happy to hear from anyone at all. I haven't heard from anyone yet, so it'd be cool to hear from someone. Whether you're on the same path, I mean, whether you're a chef, a pastry student, someone who decided to go back to school, whatever you want to do, any sort of career change later in life, it'd be awesome to hear from you. Thanks, guys. Bye.